fucking catch
you guys
him.
Suck.
I was trying to do it right handed. Hold on,
you
I got it.
You guys suck. Oh my god. That was awful.
Whatever, fuck it.
Hi, hey, guys.
We made it an 8 podcast before we managed to fuck that up, so I'd say that's good.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. Quality right there.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this Dr. Pepper for, like, the last hour.
Oh, awesome. I didn't get to have it.
Yeah, I was like, well, I could drink a soda now, or I could wait till the podcast, because I don't want to drink two, because...
I feel like the only time I drink soda is when I'm here.
Yeah.
It's like my one a day,
you know, really,
one a week kind of thing.
I really only drink it on the podcast, too. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but the same number of
like,
things out there
last time.
I love
Mountain Dew, but I told myself I would cut back on sodas after losing all that weight, so I stopped drinking sodas completely.
Good for you, Nick.
Yeah, unless I'm drinking Jameson and I add ginger ale to it, but I really don't.
Does ginger ale even count as a soda?
Not really.
I mean, it's not like drinking, you know, Coke.
There was that ginger syrup shit that your roommate made.
Oh my god.
That went really good with the Jameson.
I didn't like it too much, unless really? I probably got the pours wrong. I did probably too much like the straight ginger instead of just like a 2 count. I went like 10 counts, but a splash of soda.
Right. Yeah,
I was really inebriated that night.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about
New
that.
New Year's!
Not going to talk about that. Worst night ever.
Eh, wasn't that bad.
You know, I drink sodas at restaurants, that's about it, but I really don't drink it at home until...
I feel terrible when I go to a restaurant, I ask for water, because...
Your server instantly thinks you're a piece of shit.
Exactly. Like, as soon as, like, I'll take a water, they're like, you're cheap. So I always try to order an appetizer add something else to it. That way I don't look that much of a cheap ass.
Right.
So, because I know whenever I go up to my table and they're like, I'll just take a water. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker, that's all you're getting soon.
And I know from when I worked at the pizza restaurant, a lot of times people who ordered water were the people who sat outside for 30 minutes and they didn't order anything.
So yeah, like I said, like I try to get like an appetizer if it's like at a bar or something. I'll get a drink.
Right.
But I just can't do sodas anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want that weight back. Don't want it back.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, but you look way better than you did before. I thought
like
Nick...
a before and after pic of Nick. Would you mind that?
Huh?
Would you mind us putting up a before and after pic of you?
Yeah, if you guys don't mind looking at my penis, go for it.
That's not the picture I was talking about.
But yeah, definitely. I'll definitely.
Well, how far did we make it before?
Not even
joke.
3 minutes this time.
Yay!
You know, last time when we got to the penis jokes, I was dead on with the time.
5 minutes, yeah.
I said 5 minutes, and it was at like 5 minutes and 2 seconds, and then something else happened. I said, great, 7 minutes, and we were there at 7 minutes.
Nice.
That was pretty fucking awesome.
Go
fucking
me.
You're so mature.
I know.
So what do we got to talk about today, Mr. Paris?
On the agenda.
Well, actually, not even on the topic list, but we talked about it before, is we're getting our first t-shirts next week.
Yeah.
Woo! T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know guys?
Or just jackets.
Well, you bastards are getting t-shirts. I'm getting a hoodie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm special.
They're just black t-shirts that say Frosted Gaming, but got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Start small, work your way up.
I personally think that we have a badass logo, though. So.
I like it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I helped you.
Thank you. Thank you, boo-boo.
Kind of.
What are you talking? No, I made that logo a long time ago.
Like,
I made that
you had
logo.
Like 5 different versions of it, and I was like, I like that one. You're like, but I like this one. I'm like, no, you're right.
Well,
so realistically, I did nothing.
Thanks for the input. I think Chris, either he agreed with me or he totally disregarded the message.
I think me and him both agreed on a different one, and then you said you like that one, and then we looked at it and we're like, no, yeah, that one does look better.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I have that authority.
You have a lot of authority here, Joe.
Yeah.
We're just very not so confrontational.
Yeah, well, neither
as compared
I, but,
to you,
who is not very confrontational at all.
I am 1,000 times more confrontational.
I don't.
That totally just went against what you just said.
Well, no, I mean, we're not confrontational. Yeah, we are. We're fucking confrontational.
That's a fun word to keep saying
it
over and over again. That's why I'm not talking, because I can't even say the word. I'm quiet over here.
What I meant is Joey makes us look horrible. Joey just agrees with everything.
But anyway, we're getting t-shirts, and you can kind of unofficially order them through the Facebook page. They're $15 for t-shirt and $25 for jackets.
Get them.
Or email joeyparis.
Get the shirts, take
Wait,
pictures.
What's your awesome email?
I have no idea. store@frostedgaming.com. I'll set up an email.
Guys,
or joey@frostedgaming.com.
Get the shirts and jackets
send
and take
everything
pictures
to Joey
and
at
send them to us. That's what you guys should do.
What'd you say, Nick?
Whoever orders the shirts, take pictures with them, like tag us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Put
yeah,
on Instagram. Just you know, do us a favor, if you will.
Do we? Have, we should get an Instagram. We don't have an Instagram.
We don't have an Instagram.
No, we have a Facebook. No Instagram.
I'll do the Instagram.
Yeah,
we have an awesomeware Instagram, but not a.
Yeah, let's do the Instagram.
Okay, we'll do that right after
tonight.
The podcast.
So
I'll set it up.
Well, by the time you guys hear this, we'll have an Instagram up. We'll send you. We'll put the link on Facebook.
Yeah. So happy Sunday, everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
Which is really Monday by the time you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
I just hope no major.
It's Wednesday.
I hope no major news stories happen between today and Sunday.
Oh, there will. Somebody's gonna die. So
why did they? That's a great outlook.
Why didn't they talk about Michael Jackson dying?
Wait a minute.
Next podcast, like, Nick was right, someone died.
Yeah, so we're actually recording on Wednesday because I'm going to be in Miami this Sunday.
I'm bailing, I'm not going.
Yeah. Which I think is probably
the I'm going to be working a stunt clinic.
I, too,
as well. That's why Ben kind of decided not to go, because he was working that same stunt clinic.
Yeah.
I, too, also, as well, will be working that.
Yeah, lots of same words. I had somewhere I was going with that, but I don't remember where it was.
You're going to Miami?
Yes, I'm with Miami. Not something related to Frosted Gaming and that. Next week,
whatever.
Nick can do it. We'll have brand new microphones.
Yay.
So that'll be really awesome.
That's the reason why we don't have microphones right now.
Yeah.
He is, but you know what? I'm glad he put himself out there like that.
Yeah, thanks, but you know, I can't help my car breaking down. I really can't.
That's true.
It's not my fault.
But last week.
It's Ford's.
Yeah. As a mechanic, yeah.
Hey, I have a Nissan, and I treat that car like shit, and I have not had a single problem with
it. See, I don't treat my car as shit, you know,
I mean, I say I treat it like shit, but I really don't.
I rub her, like, you know, I pat her down when she's doing something good, like, give me good guy knowledge.
Do you give her a treat every once in a while?
I'll wash her.
Do you rub that's your treat.
No, I do not rub my wiener.
I wash my car about once a month, probably. Inside and out.
Ugh.
Out less frequently than inside. Once a month.
If I had a nicer car, I think I would wash it once a month.
Yeah.
But the paint job on it is just totaled, and like the guy who had it before, some chick poured painter toner, something.
Oh man, paint thinner
on top of the hood, so it took all the paint off. So now it looks just ratchet as
hell. Oh, so even when it's clean, it doesn't
even look clean. When I like detailed the fuck out of it, like inside and out, body wash. Everything, whole nine, it's just like bad hood dough. Bad hood dough.
Do you want to detail the inside of my car, speaking of which? Because I fucking hate doing that.
I can do that. I don't mind doing that.
I do Hispanic. It too. Although, for whatever reason.
Why don't throw the race card?
It's okay, it's a summer race. We just had a summer race. Okay.
Puerto Ricans love washing cars, and we carry knives, apparently.
You carry knives?
Someone's at practice like, oh, Puerto Ricans always carry knives. I'm like, no, we don't. And I kind of like thought about it. I was like, shit, I do carry a knife on the time. Every time I go to work, I always have to.
What are the
at
kids?
At least one knife on me.
What are the kids I was spotting tonight?
I was going to say that. I think he's Puerto Rican, too.
He may be, but I was like, what the fuck do you have a knife for?
You never know. You never know.
That kid has no reason to have a knife.
How old is this kid?
Like 14, and
yeah,
he's...
Okay, he doesn't need a knife.
And he's not a responsible kid.
He hasn't even hit puberty yet. His balls haven't dropped.
Well. Did you check?
Oh, God.
Did I check the 14-year-old's balls?
No. All right. So, now that we've successfully started the podcast off on tangents, do we want to go into the topic list?
Yeah, yes. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right, so, have you guys seen the Twitch Plays Pokemon thing? That has got to be the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
I've seen a video while watching Philip DeFranco, and basically what I got from it is there's thousands of people...
80,000.
80,000, wow. Controlling...
I think it actually went up to 90,000 last night.
Jesus Christ. They're controlling Red?
Yep.
From the original Pokemon game,
mm-hmm.
Up, down, left, right,
A, B, any button,
any start button. Select.
Now can he? Now can they play? Can they battle somebody?
Yeah, but they have 4 gym badges.
No, but they can't.
They already have
last,
gym badges.
Last I checked, they had 4 gym badges. They've played for a total of about 6 days.
Holy shit!
So by the time this thing comes out, it'll be like 11 days or something. I'm bad at that.
But you got to figure with more people, the harder it is.
Yeah, well...
Because you have people hitting start for no reason.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the quick rundown. Basically, what it happens is somebody set up an emulator on a server at home. And then they used a Python script to read the chat from Twitch. And whatever the people type in the chat becomes a button press for the game. And I don't know... It doesn't, like, queue them up or anything. It's just basically as soon as an opportunity arises, whichever person happened to write it as soon as... that happened, is when the character decides to move in that direction. So basically you get Red walking around in circles forever.
Oh god.
It's absolute chaos.
But slowly over time, it's taken like 6 days, they've actually made progress, and they go through gym battles, and have Pokemon, and somehow, last I checked, they had 4 gym badges.
Wow.
Which is fucking incredible. If you watch it, you're like, how the fuck does that happen?
See, I watched
and they had to catch Pokemon too, right?
Yeah.
They had to catch Pokemon. And they had a Pokemon that they released, and it was like A, B, 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 B,
Charmeleon. A-A-B-B-B-B-B.
I didn't know what type of Pokemon it was. I just knew it was a bunch of random letters.
It was a Charmeleon.
And somehow they managed to release him to the wild.
Yeah, and there's like all sorts of videos now of like, rest in peace, A-A-B-B-B-B-B-B-B.
Yeah. But it, wow. It's pretty cool to watch just to see it happen.
No, and it's not. It's not cool.
There was actually, I don't know if you remember from the first Pokemon, but there was a maze room that you had, like, panels, and when you get on them, you'd spin, and then you keep going in that direction, so you hit a wall.
Oh, man.
And they were stuck in that room for, like, a full day, so the developer created a democracy mode where it, I'm not sure entirely how it worked, but it would take the average number of commands, and then it would find whichever one was the majority, and that was the action that happened. And that's how they finally got out of the maze room. And now what it does is, at all times, you have a meter that determines between anarchy and democracy. And part, not only can you command red to move around, you can either type democracy or anarchy, and if democracy vote gets high enough, it'll turn it back onto democracy mode.
What?
Yep.
That's yeah, I want to play this when I go home.
Yeah, you just, if you have a Twitch account, you can just start typing in commands.
I'm gonna have a Twitch account as soon as I get home.
We should have a Twitch account. I think we do have a Twitch account. Because I have a free Twitch membership that came with my capture card.
Yeah.
And we can stream our gameplay.
See, I think when I was in there, or when I was watching it, they were in like the Pokemon Cemetery, the one that's like 10 fucking stories tall.
Uh-huh.
Where you have to rescue Cubone, Cubone's mother or whatever. And, oh my god, after about 5 minutes, I had a fucking enough of that shit. I was 9,000% done with it. I'm like, I can't.
I'm done.
It can get very frustrating to watch. The last time I watched it, which was last night, they were in an elevator, and then go out of the elevator, and then get in the elevator, go to the top, go back down to the floor, get out of the elevator, back in.
Oh, I would be so annoyed.
It was fun.
I don't know how you consider that fun. I would lose my shit.
Yeah, you have people who are just bored out of their mind all day, who sit around
90,000 people.
There you go.
90,000 people need to go get jobs.
Well, if it's anything, I was going to say something so wrong when you said that, but I'm not going to get near that.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me.
Because I'm not going to sound like a douchebag.
Good.
Anymore.
That's a good start. But if it's anything like my job, you have plenty of free time just waiting for progress bars. Well, I'll go check on the Twitch account.
Why not? That's true.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. What's next? Oh, well.
See, I like my job. When I'm busy, I'm making money.
Well, see, because I do computer work. I've been doing computer work the last week and a half, which has been going super well for me.
So even when you're not busy, you're still making
money. Even when I'm busy, though, a lot of being busy is waiting for progress bars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, all right, press start. And, all right, 45 minutes.
I guess I can go masturbate.
Except I'm at other people's houses, and that's not...
I guess I can go masturbate.
That's not socially acceptable.
Go to the bathroom.
Today, I actually went to a house, because I work for real estate agents, primarily. This guy has a super nice Mercedes, has a super nice Ferrari, oof, and a super nice apartment on the 11th floor in Channelside.
Oof. And he's a realtor?
Yeah, he's a realtor. He's like middle-aged, younger.
You said Channelside?
Yeah.
Is this Ferrari orange?
I have no idea what color it is.
I guarantee it's orange.
He just said, I don't even, because the car I saw him driving was a Mercedes, so I don't even know if the Ferrari was in Channelside. There is
orange Ferrari at Channelside at this apartment complex, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I dropped my friend off there.
It's not the tall ones, it's the smaller ones, right?
Is this guy an older gentleman?
Yeah, he's like probably late 30s.
Okay, well, the car is parked in a handicapped spot.
No, he's not handicapped.
Okay, well, that's weird.
Probably not.
There's a nice Ferrari.
A red Ferrari.
But anyway, and he was a super nice dude and had a really nice apartment.
Nice.
So I just wanted to share that with people.
Cool.
So.
I wish I had rich friends. I really do.
Wait, don't point at me. I'm not a rich friend. If I was a rich friend, we would all have nice new microphones.
Rich friends is like something... Okay. I would want what I would want to do. Like, if I was rich, I would take my friends out every single night, get them whatever they want, and just, like...
Waste all your money.
Waste all my money and just, like, spoil them.
I don't know if I would do that, per se, but I would definitely be generous with
them. Like, if I was a millionaire, oh, I would be very generous.
Yeah, I mean, be very generous, but I'm not talking, like, going out every night, just because I don't like going out every night.
I'm not saying going out every night. We can go out to a GameStop and just raid that bad boy, come home, set up some TVs, play video games until 6 o'clock in the morning, and then go to a Waffle House and get some goddamn chicken and waffles. What up?
I would buy, if I was a millionaire, I'd buy everyone, like, old beat-up Kias, and we'd have a demolition derby.
Oh my god.
That sounds like, can we fun. Do... How hard would it be to buy a broken car now?
It's not that hard.
I bet we could go buy a broken car.
We'd have to go take a lot of stuff out of the car, though.
Yeah, you'd have to remove the seats and stuff and reinforce it. Because if you crash a car, Joey, it will fall.
I'm thinking beat it with a baseball bat, not crash it into each other.
I'm talking about demolition derby, crashing into each other and shit.
You know, we should try to do that as a fundraiser for the company. Let's go out, buy an old beat-up car. Like, basically, we say, we'll take it off your hands for free, and then charge people $5 to hit it with a baseball bat or something.
Get a sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer, yeah.
Or we can...
5 for a baseball bat, 10 for a sledgehammer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at us making...
Do not steal this, fuckers.
That's okay. It's not like there's a competitive market for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be fine. You guys can take that idea.
All right. You can borrow.
Run with
borrow, but it is borrow. Still originally our idea. And
take
nobody,
it and run.
Nobody came up with it before us.
Take it and run.
Where do we, run, very where far. Do, we do it at, though?
I don't know.
Just go you. Up to a...
Where? At the gym. Why not?
Do you want to clean broken glass off the gym parking lot?
If we make, like, $400, sure.
Fair enough.
But we would have to do it where, like...
Well, we'll talk about this later. Yeah. Nobody else cares.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys don't care about this.
We'll figure it out. But we will post it on our Frosted Gaming page if
that's
we actually
awesome
do
one.
It.
Yeah, if we do it.
No, well, they could come and beat the car.
Oh, okay. And then we're going to record that.
And then you could be in one of our Awesome Life videos.
Yay! See, fan participation.
Yeah, exactly.
All 14 of you.
Mention our names and you get extra hit. How about that?
Well, considering it would be an event that we were putting on to come to see us.
Well, I mean, if people were coming, like...
Better yet, say the word grapefruit.
Gay.
Well, fine. You had to come up with a fucking word.
Prometheus. I don't know.
Right. Douche canoe.
Douche canoe.
All right, douche canoe.
Call me a douchebag, first off. Call Nick a douchebag, and then... Where were you going with that?
50% off the
there
baseball
you go.
Hits.
Call me a douchebag.
Once. For your first hit, you get 50% off.
Dunzu.
Yep. And that's just the preview listen to the podcast. We won't post that on the Facebook
we
page.
Take no responsibility if you break your hands on the like, swing.
No. We'll sign waivers and shit.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, in other news, Attack on Titan is getting an English dub.
Yes!
Woo!
Which I haven't actually watched it yet, but I hear super awesome things about it, and I really want to start watching it.
It's good. I've seen that bridge version, and they are hilarious.
The ones
oh
that Team
my
Four Star
god,
does?
They are so funny. If you guys have spare time, go look up Attack on Titan, A Bridge by Team Four Star. Watch the first episode. I think they have a couple more.
All right, remind me, and I'll try to put it in the link.
They
dump,
are
since I'm
so
kind of doing a link dump
funny. Oh my god. But, like, I want to watch...
Wait, what's it about? Like, real briefly.
From
Titans.
What I... Titans. Which are these giant humanoid-looking people without their skin. You just, like, you see their muscle mass.
Okay.
And they're huge beasts that go through these walls, and you have these people who go and try to stop them.
That's a really
and they just,
shitty
they,
explanation.
That was a shitty explanation, but that's what I get
that's
watching.
Okay. That's kind
reason.
Of what I'm okay with.
Like I said, I haven't watched the... I've watched a couple minutes of the... Japanese? Is it Japanese?
I think it's Japanese, yes.
But I hate reading subtitles.
Well, now it's coming out in English.
Especially when I'm home and I might be a little inebriated. I don't want to read. I just want to sit, listen, watch, zone
right.
out. So, I mean, I like it, though. I like it.
All right,
it's
cool.
Fun.
Well, because that's kind of the same reason I haven't really watched it yet, and especially now that the English dub version is coming out. Most of the time when I watch stuff on Netflix, it's kind of in the background. And
yeah.
I only kind of pay attention, and I can't do that if it's subtitles. So.
I just started watching House of Cards.
My dad loves that show.
Oh, my God.
I
new
watched,
season's out.
I watched the first, like, 4 or 5 episodes of it.
Yeah.
And it was good, but I just kind of fell
the
off.
The first, like, 2 minutes, I was like, wow, that just happened. And I, no spoilers. I'll behave.
Good. Good. Behave. Thank you, Nick.
Good.
You're welcome,
yeah, and I kind of did the same thing with Game of Thrones, where I watched the first couple episodes, and it just kind of, it was really good, but I still didn't have the attention span for it.
Mm. I like Game of Thrones. It's nice.
I
can't wait to watch Attack on Titan when, whenever it's done, getting dubbed over.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix though.
It is, but in Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they just made the announcement today that they are currently working on the English version.
It can't be that long,
guys. I have a confession.
What?
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
You haven't?
Nope. Never watched an episode.
Wow.
Well, it's on HBO. So
I wish HBO would, you know, maybe.
Is it on
Netflix
or Hulu yet?
Nope.
And it won't be. It's on HBO Go, but you have to have HBO to access HBO Go.
Yep. It's so stupid.
Which is like, I will sit here, I will pay you good money for HBO Go so I can watch, like, Game of Thrones and stuff when it comes out. But
that's the only thing I would watch on HBO Go, though, is Game of Thrones. That would be the only thing. I feel like just going out and just buying the seasons.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do, is just go out and buy it on Blu-ray. And
I might as well. Yeah, I'm gonna do that actually.
You should.
You should.
After you get the mics.
We'll see.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll get the mic.
Yeah, we did the same thing with the shirts. Because I asked the guys who wanted a shirt, and Nick was like, I was like, hey, Nick, do you want a jacket? I'm like, wait, after the mics.
I'll give you, hopefully, the money on Sunday.
Cool. Really? Okay, cool. That's
well, you
that's
won't be back until Sunday night.
But that's fine.
If anything, I'll give it to Ben.
Cool.
That works for me. I mean, and then I'll as long as I have it by Tuesday, we can get new mics for the next podcast.
Sweet.
So, good news, everybody. There's a good chance we'll have new mics
for the next podcast. Yeah, hopefully Nick doesn't fuck this up, and it's really busy. So,
Nick, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, it's really
I hope
work.
I hope you're busy for all of us.
Me too. You know what? I'm getting paid I get a paycheck this week, so yes.
Good. And then from that, we should be able to better make our Let's Plays.
Stop doing those.
We've temporarily stopped doing those until we get the better
I need to do one of those equipment with you and just whoop all your old asses.
Yeah, well, right now we're kind of doing co-op stuff.
Oh. When can I whoop your asses?
Well, as soon as we all get our own machines,
we're
gonna do all versus co-ops, and that'll probably be like a weekly thing where we go head to head and at different games and
okay, cool.
Winner does stuff and
losers do something.
Nothing.
No, nothing. Just
losers don't get punished.
Well, no. you know that's not a terrible idea. I mean, nothing losers, like crazy, but
like if I'm gonna sit there and shit talk the entire time and I lose, I want to be punished for it.
Okay, well,
as weird,
we can come up with some ideas
as
for that
sounds.
I mean, nothing like crazy and weird, but stuff we could videotape and put on the internet.
Okay, so, well, that rules that out. never mind.
Well, the stuff that's been on the internet.
That's okay, we'll come up with ideas. I'm not terribly concerned.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting.
Wait, that was good. And we keep having these great segments, and then I have to come up with these awkward segues to go
it's
down
just
the topic
like
list.
This awkward pause,
yeah,
for like 2 seconds that we're just like looking at each other, like who's gonna say something?
So where do we go?
Somebody
now.
Make a joke.
Joey's got the goddamn topic list.
I do have the topic list. But
should be better at this.
Wait, but there's no like solid segues I can make here because you go on these tangents, which are good, but you know, topics. Gotcha. Somebody made Flappy Birds in Minecraft.
Could you play it though?
Yeah, you pushed a button and the bird went up. And it was a chicken.
What?
Yeah, I've got the, I think it was a GIF made, somebody made it on Reddit.
I do not understand that Flappy Birds games, because I play Line Birds all the time, and
yeah, we talked about it. I finally...
They re-upped it. They re-upped it.
Did they? Looked at the, when I was looking at the linked up, I saw what Line Bird was, although I've since forgotten since I did the linked up.
Yeah.
But here is the Flappy Bird in Minecraft.
And you guys will be able to check this out on
Yeah, it's part of the link dump. It's already there.
Yeah.
Cool. he flies the bird until he hits a block and then the game ends.
But yeah, they definitely re-upped the graphics on Line Bird a lot.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Also, someone made the most useless thing in Minecraft since we're on that topic.
Yeah, it was on the topic list for last week, but I don't think we ever brought it up.
The Google clock.
Somebody made it in Minecraft.
Explain.
It's a door that will only open after the universe has completely died.
Yeah. Basically, Google... And this is actually something I didn't really go into in the video, but Google, the company, gets their name from the number Google.
Okay.
Which is spelled
differently.
G-O-O-G-O-L.
Okay.
And that number is 1 followed by 100 zeros.
Yeah.
And so this guy wrote a program... Or not a program. He made it in Minecraft.
Made
so that
a
when
redstone
he,
circuit.
Yeah, redstone circuit. So when he pushes the button, it takes 1 Google years in real world time to reach the end of the circuit.
So
it actually takes a little bit longer than that.
This door is never going to open.
Exactly. Then that was the whole point. He was trying to make the most useless device, and so he came up with something that would never fulfill its goal because it would take 1 Google years
Can
to open the door.
Imagine if you know we're still not us, but like humanity is still around.
Well, they've decided that we won't
no,
be around.
No, if you watch the video, he actually goes into what's going to happen 1 Google years from now, and basically the entire universe is going to become vast nothingness by that point in
and
time.
And black holes.
Like, no matter what amount of science we can come up with, it's going to be black, vast nothingness after that one.
I know, isn't that
I know, depressing
That's
turn.
That's really depressing.
Depressing turn for the podcast.
It's like the Thanos just went dead.
Mm-hmm. And there was like steps to it. There were like 11 steps, and each, like, the first step was 8 minutes, then it was like 22 hours, then it was like 400 years.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was like 3 years first, and then it went up to like 24 years or something.
Like, no, it was like 242, because it was like your grandkids will watch the Switch turn. And then after that, the rest of light, nobody else in existence will ever see the Switch turn again.
Damn.
But it was a really cool video. It'll be in the link dump, and I'll show you
awesome
after. Man, Segos are great.
Yeah, aren't they? So, didn't Gabe Newley's talking about something?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew about it, but
we don't. That's why I'm kind of vaguely going over.
All Valve games and a lot of games sold on Steam use something called the VAC system, or VAC cheats. The Valve anti-cheat system, which is called VAC system. And it was recently revealed that the VAC system actually looks at your web browsing history. And so a lot of people were, you know, what the fuck? Why is it looking at my browser history? What does that have to do with cheating? Am I going to get banned just because I look at a cheating website? Stuff like that. And so Valve was getting a lot of shit for it. And Gabe Newell, who everybody knows Gabe Newell, right? Who is the CEO of Valve and a pretty awesome dude, actually made a post on Reddit and kind of explained exactly why they did that. And short term, because I don't remember, it's been a while since I read this article. Basically, it just looks to, I guess, the people who put cheats in Valve games actually have decided to install DRM, so you have to pay for the cheat, and if you don't, you know, it sends it back saying, hey, you've been cheated or whatever. So what Valve is doing is they're monitoring your history for those, like, phone homes for the DRM checks, and if it notices this program is making an unusual call to a DRM check, it then bans the account for cheating.
What?
So, but Valve said, you know, we don't use this data for anything. It's not stored anywhere. It's strictly for looking for these phone homes. And just because you look at a cheating website doesn't mean you're going to get banned. It's only if it's a request from in the game calling for the DRM.
Who cheats?
I don't know. Who pays for cheats? That's exactly what I want to know.
Like, I'm really bored. I'm not doing so good, you know. Instead of just taking time, you know, sitting down,
right,
playing the game, getting better at it.
Or buying a new character.
Or getting a new character, like I did. instead, you would want to pay to get better. No.
Like, that's like, for an aimbot, oh, great, I can click and kill people. Oh, well, who cares? Because you're cheating. I don't know.
It's just like, what's the point of even playing the game?
Right. And then what's sad is, like, and then the cheat people are putting in DRM so people aren't pirating their cheats. Like,
wow.
That's dumb.
That's, what games? Like, Team Fortress?
Probably. Any game that uses the VAC system. Which I know is all Valve games, and I'm pretty sure there's a couple games that aren't made by Valve that still use that cheat system. Like, DayZ does, if I recall correctly.
I think I remember hearing that. Don't quote me. Don't quote me on that one.
We're all quoting Ben on that.
Okay, oh, yeah, let's all quote Ben. But while we're on the topic of Valve, they are producing a documentary.
Oh, yeah, they are. I forgot about that.
It's called Free to Play, but it has really, literally nothing to do with most free
to
play.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but last I checked, the Gabe Newell AMA, or noticing, had over 8,000 upvotes.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry.
The documentary is called Free to Play, but it's it basically follows three players as they play through Defense of the Ancients 2, Dota 2.
I had no idea that was called Defense of the Ancients.
Yeah. It was originally a Warcraft mod, I think.
Yes, I want to say that's true.
And but basically it follows three players from around the world as they make their way to the Dota 2 International Tournament, which, fun fact, highest prize pool in the entire esports industry, over $1 million.
Like, if you win, you get $1 million?
$1 million.
Well, shit, guys, we are in the wrong business.
What the fuck are we doing here? Shit.
Why aren't we playing Dota?
Why are we playing
Dota?
I haven't played Dota yet.
You know, I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but
Ben plays on a Mac, damn it.
Like, two Christmases ago or whatever, it was a Steam sale. I saw Dota 2 was on sale or something, back when it was in beta. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to try to get into that. I'm going to buy it or whatever, and then I found out I've had it for the last, like, 6 months.
Wow.
Like, oh, I guess I should have played that game before.
Yeah. I want to play it.
It's the same thing as League of Legends, but a little bit simpler.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun. I play as Lion.
Lion?
Lion. That's his name. Really, really unique name there. But
it's totally original.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it's really cool. It comes out March 19th. I don't know a whole lot about it because it's not out yet.
But weird. It's weird how that works.
I know. But I expect it to be really good. It's being produced by Valve, like I said.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows everything by Valve is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So check it out. March 19th hits the Valve or the Steam store.
Oh, cool. It's going to be on the Steam store? Yeah. I didn't, Steam actually sells stuff that's not just games. They have, like, apps for photo editing and
documentaries.
Documentaries, apparently.
Yeah. Well, they have
that's really smart.
Indie Game, the documentary. And that's game that, like, cemented.
Indie Game? No, it's a movie.
Indie Game, the movie, which is a documentary, is what cemented my, okay, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life to be a game designer, so.
Yeah, and he also does a lot of research on indie games and doesn't stop talking about them.
I love indie games, dude.
Just like Chris.
That's my thing.
You'll find an indie game, and it's all I hear about for the next, like, 3 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, hey, look for that. That's going to be a new series coming up for Frosted Gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Indie Game of the Week.
You know, it might not specifically be indie games, but...
But it's what I'm playing that week.
Yeah, less popular games that we happen to be playing, like Kerbal Space Program. And
that's going to be the first
favorite
one out,
game
actually.
Of all time is Phantom Dust for the Xbox. If you guys have not played it...
Never heard of it.
Oh my god, it's so much fun. I don't know one person who's ever played it. At all.
Wait, what's sort of...
Basically, it's... You're playing as this character, and you're fighting somebody else.
Okay.
And the thing is, as soon as you start, you get these orbs that pop up, and you go and you collect those orbs. Each orb gives you a different power, whether you can fire from your hand, or meteors are just going to rain down from the sky, or you can freeze somebody.
That sounds like pretty fucking awesome.
Is it multiplayer?
It's multiplayer.
Is it indie?
I want to say yes. It was when it first came out. It was $20.
And do you all play on the same screen, or is it split screen?
I want to say split screen.
Damn.
But the cool thing about it is use these powers, and then next thing you know, they're gone. You have to run around again and find new orbs that'll give you different powers, and you set up which powers you're gonna get through your through the menu screen. So if you want to go like straight psychic attacks, fire attacks, ice attacks,
cool.
Yeah, I love it.
And wait, what's that called?
Phantom Dust.
All right, that'll definitely be in our Indie Games of the Week list.
Definitely, I'll put that in the rotation.
You know what I'm surprised I have yet to bring up on the podcast, despite how many times we've talked about Steam sales?
Twats is that?
Humble Bundle.
Oh, I can't hear you. What was that?
Oh my god, shut
the fuck up. What's
Humble Bundle?
Humble
Bundle. Basically, I think it's every week. It might be every, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
I think it's less often than that. I think it might be, like, once a month.
Okay, maybe once a month. This company called Humble Bundle goes out to a bunch of indie devs, and they're not always necessarily indie, but most of the time they are, and they collect all the games, and they put it in one package, and you pay whatever you want to unlock them.
Yep, you donate.
Excuse me?
Yep, no DRM, whatever. It's a bunch of awesome games.
So I'm like, here's a dollar.
Yep. And then the way they do it is, and you can choose where the money goes, but some of the money goes to Humble Bundle, some of it goes to charity, and some of it goes to the devs of the game. And you can break that up however you want. You want to give it all to charity, give it all to charity. All to the game devs, all to the game devs, or all to Humble Bundle, all to the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I mean, and they're not cheap games either.
No, sometimes, I forget, who makes Saints Row?
Oh, God.
I don't know, whoever they were, I'm pretty sure they
Naughty
did
Dog?
A Humble Bundle.
Naughty Dog.
No,
they make Uncharted.
Yeah, that's what I got confused with.
I don't know. Anyway, you get some big devs like that who... Well, actually, I think they're out of business now, but... you get big devs who every once in a while release a bunch of their games for whatever you want to pay.
Yeah.
And then usually what they'll do is they'll have like two of the more recent games, and you have to pay more than the average to unlock those, which the average is usually like $6.
Right now, the average... they're on Humble Bundle 11. I checked it out this morning, and the average was like $4.43.
Yeah. And it's all DRM-free... it's almost always got Steam keys. Sometimes they're also downloadable on your Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome.
And they actually have two sales now that go on. They also have a Humble Weekly sale, which usually isn't quite as good games, but it's a new set of sales every week.
And this Humble Bundle Package 11 has Guacamelee, which I know...
Isn't that old?
Guacamelee's fucking awesome.
That's on there?
Yeah. It's a 2D side-scrolling, beat-em-up kind of awesome fucking game. I played the demo on my Vita.
That came out a while ago.
Not that long ago. It's been less than a year.
Really?
Yeah, because I've only had my Vita for like 6 months.
I want a Vita so bad.
It's fun.
I told myself I would get a Vita if I got a PS4.
You know, I'm thinking about it if I get a PS4, or when I get a PS4.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to make a bundle.
I'm waiting for that bundle. I'll probably buy the shit out of that bundle.
But, and they Vita? also...
Yeah, a PS4 Vita bundle.
I would pay
for that.
Oh yeah.
And in Humble Bundle, they also have the anti-cheater.
I'm gonna go down the list here real quick. And also, sometimes they'll add more games as the Humble Bundle goes on, which is cool too. Because say you bought it day one, and there were like 4 or 5 games in it. On day 7, they added these new games. Guess what? You get those too.
Oh my god!
That's right. It's awesome, dude.
Okay, so right now you have Guacamelee Gold Edition, available on Windows, Mac, and Linux. Dust and Elysian Tale, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Gianna Sisters, Twisted Dreams, just on Windows. The Swapper, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Anti-Chamber, Windows, Mac, and Linux. And Monaco, What's Yours is Mine, also Windows, Mac, and Linux. And those last two I said you have to pay more than the average to unlock, which is $4.48.
That was off by 6
cents. So you get all those games for $4.49.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Yep. And it happens like once a month, I guess.
And you did some Let's Plays in Anti-Chamber.
I did. I didn't finish them because I got frustrated and tired.
Yeah. But would you say it's a fun game? Definitely worth the $5.
Not a great Let's Play game, but a fantastic game. Highly recommend $4.49 to get it. Plus, you get all that other shit, too.
Oh, shit. Those are good games, my friend.
It's a generic term.
He didn't mean it, guys. He loves your
I do. I loved Anti-Chamber. The parts I played were really fun. But you have to be in the puzzles for it. It's kind of like a different Portal.
It's like Portal on crack mixed with seizures.
Yeah, kind of similar to Stanley Parable in a way. Like, sometimes you walk down this hallway, and you walk down 100 times, and it doesn't change, but you turn around and walk around once, and it's completely different. Completely mindfucky.
Mindfucky.
That's the only way I can explain it.
I want to play it, though.
Yeah. And actually, so far...
You'll get frustrated.
They have sold just the Steam Bundle. They have sold 260... Or not Steam Bundle, Humble Bundle. 267,000 bundles.
What?
And there's still 12 days remaining before you can get it. And they have raised a total of $1.2 million just for this Humble Bundle.
For charity?
Yep. Total payments. Okay. So it kind of breaks up between it.
You can pay more than the $4 if you want.
You can pay as much as you want.
Yeah, the top donation right now is almost $1,600.
Whoa.
So somebody paid $1,600 for those games, and really at that point, it's just a advertisement because it says your name here.
Yeah.
It was the Bitcoin Armory. And then the second one is GTA2.com, or G2A.com was $1,400.
I love that.
So it's kind of like advertising, but at the same point in time, they're helping charities. So
yeah, good for them.
I know Notch was up there one time really big at one point at like $60,000, and I could have made up that number. But he was beaten out by the My Little Pony group.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. But anyway, Humble Bundle, really great thing. Really great idea there. Awesome stuff for charity. So go check out Humble
Bundle. Notch is very popular with, like, donating money to other games, too. Because I know on Kickstarter, I think he was one of the top donators for a game called Planetary Annihilation. I think he donated over $10,000.
Well, you know... Chris was looking at the game, and I'm even interested in that one.
Oh, it looks so cool.
When it started out as early access, it was like $90 for an early access game. And the price...
I think we're talking about different games at this point.
I don't think so.
Was it on Kickstarter?
They raised
like $3 million on Kickstarter.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it later.
Maybe
but
just under it. I'm not sure.
I think it was like $90 to start. There was some other game that was $90 for an early access, and they actually recently dropped it down to $60, and I think their final price is going to be like $40 or something.
Hmm.
I could be wrong there. It's totally possible.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll check it out.
Yeah, it'll happen.
We'll look it up later. What?
What's the game about?
It's kind of like a Command & Conquer...
RTS planets,
RTS, yeah.
But really big scale.
Really massive scale.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure this is the same game.
Okay, yeah, I think we're on the same page. But you can build a base on a moon and turn that moon into a rocket to hit the planet.
Yes. Yep, that's the game.
Fucking awesome.
What? So I will probably get it. I just wasn't interested in paying $90 for an early access.
I'm interested in paying $90 after I get the mic.
I think, yeah, after we get the mic.
Can we put that on a shirt after I get the mic?
I think my dad actually threw $60 at that to get it funded and got a key for it.
Hey, Mr. Schaefer, would you be interested in kick funding the Frosted Gaming Needs New Microphones Foundation?
Please. <Donate. laughs> Rabbi Shofar would not donate.
But no, we'll get that shirt exclusively for Nick.
Thanks.
Thanks. And maybe Cy. Maybe Cy.
See, but it'll be funny, though, if I never get the mic, then the shirt would just be an ongoing joke.
No, that would be
Let's not do that.
We'll be like 10 years into this company. We'll be raking in all sorts of views on YouTube, and we still won't have a mic for Nick. Everybody else in the company will have a mic except for Nick. Nick will get a weekly paycheck specifically from the company, and he still won't buy a damn mic.
Won't get the mic. The paycheck could be like $1,000.
We can stipend in your paycheck. I'm sure we can do that.
No, if that ever happened, I would take it right out of your paycheck.
Yeah. <You're> I can just see myself now, like, drugs, alcohol, or mic. I can get the mic later.
Not that we do drugs here at Frosted Gaming.
Nope, no alcohol, no drugs.
Oh, lots of alcohol.
No alcohol.
Lots of alcohol, for me and Nick.
he was so upset. He's like, these drunk bitches.
So Google Fiber chose 9 metro areas.
But it's not Tampa.
And not a single one of them's fucking Tampa.
Not a single one. Of those 9 metro areas.
Yeah, Tampa is a metro area.
It's a huge area. Why wouldn't they market it?
I know, they have Nashville, Tennessee on there.
Oh my god. They don't need...
My grandma lives in Nashville, Tennessee. She lives like 45 minutes from civilization and has to get her internet through satellite.
Fuck. That's why she needs fiber. Hey, so... Oh god.
What they did. Maybe they picked like the most like fucking podunk areas in the world.
Well, they started in Kansas, so yeah.
Well, yeah. So they, like the places that have shit internet.
What?
Wasn't fiber going to raise their speeds up?
Yeah.
Who? I think we talked
Google
about
Google
fiber. Yeah, we did. It's up to
10 gigs.
10 gigabits.
Oh god. It'd be a hard out whenever you say.
Like at that point you don't need faster internet, right?
There's but just to know that you have 10 gig speeds. That's retarded.
I think of all the porn you could stream with that. Like,
oh my god, they were doing
compressed HD.
They're like, you can download with Google Fiber, you can download a Blu-ray movie in, I think it's like 4 minutes or less.
So at 10 times faster, is 10 even times
faster. You're looking at maybe a couple seconds.
Yeah,
40 seconds.
Like,
which would be
yeah,
you'd be looking at less than 30 seconds. Probably like 20. I think
that's crazy. Probably. That is so. Like, how awesome would it be, you know, you're sitting at home and like, man, I want to watch this movie, but I want to buy it. You go, you know.
Well, I can buy it SD and get it now, or I can buy it in HD and wait an hour.
But now,
you wouldn't have to.
You wouldn't have to. Like, you know, a couple of years from now, it's just like you click the button and it's already streaming right. on
And especially
your
with like 4K, because, you know, you got those 4K TVs now. I know they're not real 4K, but.
They're so pretty, though.
They are really pretty.
Oh my god.
I know, don't say a lot of things. I watched one for like 30 minutes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They put back that like movie center because it was under construction for a while.
Yeah.
But now you can go back and you can sit in these really nice chairs and watch.
Let me tell you about
TV.
Them chairs.
Those are some nice chairs.
Oh, those are nice fucking chairs.
I tell myself I want to get a 4K TV.
No, I wouldn't. I would wait.
Don't wait. Waste money.
I would wait for a while.
Well, I'm not going to get one anytime soon.
I would honestly wait until you get whatever comes after 4K, because I don't think 4K is going to stay around for a long time.
Really?
Because if you look at with like phones, HD DVD. We got to 1080p really fast on the phones, and we're quickly getting out of that with even higher resolution pixels, and I think we're going to see that same trend with the TVs.
Okay.
Where you get this 4K, it's really cool. We're going to get this awesome revolutionary new stuff, and you're going to get like twice as many pixels as that.
Damn.
Because I think we were kind of like stuck at a wall with 1080p, but I feel like we're going to push past that with the 4K, especially considering you already have 4K projectors and computer monitors that are real 4K, that aren't this bullshit 2K that
they really
is currently be advertising. Yeah.
Do they have the curved TVs at Best Buy?
No, those are not yet.
Those aren't? No. Okay.
Whatever happened,
but those are 4K.
Whatever happened to 3D TVs? I feel like that was like those a fad that went out really quick.
Well, you don't actually know, but almost all TVs now are 3D. Capable? It's just a standard feature now.
It's probably something they don't advertise.
The problem is, unless it's a passive 3D TV, you got to buy those $60 glasses. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them charged. You get that weird flicker when you watch them, and it's just, it's not enjoyable.
You see that one guy who made... He didn't need glasses. He put this device next to his eyelids that made him blink at separate times. So that way, hit the images he saw on the computer.
He blinked with his
eyes? It's like doing this really, 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 really fast.
What the fuck would you want to do?
He was able to see things in 3D.
Why the fuck would you want to do
that? It was just something. This came out like a couple years ago.
Yeah?
It's just something with way too much goddamn time on there.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, it was this way of seeing 3D movies in 3D pictures without needing glasses.
Yeah, instead you force your eyes
instead to twitch. You have these little devices next to your temple that makes your eyes twitch.
I would much rather wear the glasses.
Yeah, like, I would wear glasses. Yeah. I don't want brain damage.
You know, I actually got into the Google Glasses beta today.
Did you?
I did.
Wait, you what?
Unfortunately, they cost $1,500 even as part of the beta, so I'm not purchasing them. But I was accepted, so I do have the option to buy it. In fact, if any listeners are interested in my code, let me know and I will give it out. Or maybe we'll have a contest or something. I don't know how many listeners we have, actually. But
so many.
I think we're pushing 20. I think we're pushing 20.
20? Wow. Go us.
We're right?
Awesome.
So in that case, I will have some sort of contest, and you can, if you have $1,500 laying around, you can get the Google Glass.
Sell your car.
The way you said contest, I don't know, just it made me giggle. Contest! Oh, man. I want to wear, I would love to own a...
Me too, but not for $1,500.
No.
I would probably pay at most $500, probably like $300.
I can see them coming up on market for like $8.
Oh, no. I think by the time they're on market, they'll be down to like 2.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And I would be the jackass who walked up to you and be like, Google Glass, search, diarrhea, open first 50 results in different windows.
No, I would be that jackass who would go up to people who has Google Glass and just randomly search things. Like, search pink socks. Guys, if you don't know what a pink sock is, Google it. Make sure your
non-safe
for work filter is turned off.
I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you now, don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
Listen to Nick. People are so good to Google it.
I'm just curious now.
Nick, you're reinstating your douchebag card.
Damn it. You know, I'm just going to establish a rule for the rest of the history of this company. If Nick tells you to Google something,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, wow. There's so many cool things out there, though.
Blue waffle.
Pink socks.
Pink socks.
Lemon party.
Oh, I got... tricked into watching that.
I've never actually seen Lemon Party.
It's just a whole bunch of old.
You know, I don't think I've seen Two Girls, One Cup either.
You haven't seen Two Girls,
One Cup? Save your eyeballs.
Wow.
Save your life.
I did see One Guy, One Cup, though.
To that.
Ew.
The One Guy, One Glass?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Yeah, oh, God.
All right, let's get off of this topic before
every time I see that video.
Before we lose any listeners.
So.
Google One Guy, One Glass.
Don't do it.
No, see, exactly, don't do it.
Or One Guy, One Horse.
Google One Guy, One Glass, Google Glasses.
It's Mr. Hands. Yeah, that's what it's called. One Guy, One Horse.
Yeah, he died like a week later from internal bleeding.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You know, I just found out on Reddit, it wasn't illegal to have sex with a horse in New York, I think it was, until 2005.
It's probably when that video came out.
I don't understand. You know, I was on 4chan the other day, and someone made a post of like, oh, let's start a bestiality thread. I'm like, this isn't going to go where. But I kind of got curious. I'm like, I wonder if people actually post videos. You would be surprised on how much fucked up shit, and people are replying like, I really get off whenever a girl is like with a dog or
that is so weird.
It's so weird.
I mean, there's a lot of weird fetishes out there.
Yeah.
Like, I just heard about one on the Rooster Teeth podcast. Apparently, inflating yourself is one.
Oh, put it in the bodysuits?
Yeah, in the bodysuits. And I guess.
How do you get off to that? You're just.
I don't know. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But animals? Twice as weird.
Yeah, because I'm going on the thread, and I'm just like, oh my god, this.
Ugh, no,
I had to get off the internet and like step outside and have a smoke and like sit there. I'm like, what did I just see?
Compose yourself,
weird nature. Look at that tree. That is a great
it's just
tree.
Like, I sit there and like you see the girl and she's covered.
All right, no, we're moving on.
I'm going somewhere cool. Good with this.
No, you're
it's just like she's someone's dad. I mean, she's someone's daughter. And, like, she was obviously abused or mistreated to go and have a horse's load blowed on her face. I'm just saying.
You know, there's a guy at the gym who, I guess, had a horse.
And the horse blew a load?
No, he swears by the story, but I guess he had a horse watcher.
Okay.
And one night, he went to check on his horses, and he found the horse watcher jerking off his horse... And taking the semen from the horse and rubbing it on her face.
Oh, God.
Because apparently it's good for the complexion.
That is disgusting.
So the corner of the room looks really great, let me tell you.
It does. It's right there load. Next... we were trying
God
to say...
Like,
cuff your hands.
No.
That's how much is semen that's coming
out. I shouldn't have said that story. But
you shouldn't have. You open that door.
All right, well, let's...
let's close it. Let's close the door.
I tried to close the door.
That is a nice corner over there next to the SodaStream and the Halo Legos.
Did we ever put together the time-lapse?
No, but actually, the pictures I was moving in my room today was the time-lapse.
Oh.
So that'll maybe be up soon. Maybe. We still gotta, like, I don't know if we have permission to do that in legal shit. Oh,
that's right.
Copyright. Because, like, Lego's, or Mega Bloks is a brand, and Halo's a brand. I don't know if we can actually post it.
You should be able to.
No. I'd hope so, but you know how weird that YouTube...
It's so stupid.
I know. Oh, we could talk about that for an entire podcast.
Silence.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I don't know.
What's next on the list?
What's next on the list, buddy?
We're getting a Trader Joe's. I know nothing about Trader Joe's other than my dad's been wanting a Trader Joe's in Florida for the last, like, 10 years.
It's kind of like In-N-Out Burger. Like, Florida's the last to get anything good.
Or we don't have a Jack in the Box.
We don't have a Jack in the Box.
I don't think we do.
Air commercials all the fucking time.
But we don't have one.
I'm like, man, I would love to try this restaurant, you know? So I Google, where's the nearest Jack in the Box? Near me. 285 miles away, up by Georgia, is the nearest one. I'm like, oh, thanks for airing that commercial and just crushing my hopes and dreams. But apparently there was a Trader Joe's over in Sarasota.
That sounds familiar, but what is Trader Joe? I still don't...
I want to say it's kind of like...
It's like
Wawa?
No, it's like Whole Foods on crack.
Okay, apparently everything there is really cheap, too.
I know they have, I think it's a wine called Two Buck Chuck, which is supposed to be a very good wine.
I get these, my cousin, she brought home these dried green beans. They had garlic salt on it, and oh my god.
And they're from Trader Joe's?
They're from Trader Joe's. I ate the entire bag. It was a huge bag.
Yeah, cool. Trader Joe's has, like, really good organic stuff.
Yeah, it was really good. And she's like, it's everything there's cheap, too.
Yeah, it's cheap comparative to other organic places.
Right, well, because I know, like, Whole Foods is, like, $8 for a small bag of chips.
Oh, my God. Like, I would love to go to Whole Foods and shop there if
I was rich.
But, I mean, when I was on my diet, it cost me more money to lose weight than anything because I had to pay...
For the good food.
For the good food, yeah.
Organic shit and...
It's like, I'd rather just pay $1.
There is actually, I forget what it's called now.
$2 triple cheeseburgers at McDonald's. Mm.
But there is a subreddit that is like Frugal Healthy or something.
Oh, see, I'm subscribed to Frugal, not Frugal Healthy.
Well, there's one specifically for eating a healthy diet while being frugal. And there's also another one. I signed up for our Gain It, you know, to gain weight.
Nice.
You know, obviously it's a little different.
Not cool, do the Nick. Drink a gallon of sweet tea every day,
well,
a bunch of sodas, and eat
pasta. No, there's actually one called GoMad, which is gallon of milk a day. And that's what you're supposed to do to gain weight.
Oh, God, I cannot drink a
gallon. That is a lot of calories.
Imagine, that's a lot of milk.
Imagine drinking a gallon of milk a day. You just imagine that right now.
I don't think I could.
So much cereal.
I could eat a lot of cereal, though.
You would throw up probably every day.
Nah, I don't think so. Or chocolate milk. I could drink a quarter of milk.
I mean, drink a quarter of milk at a time. A quarter of the gallon.
Yeah, as long as you don't drink a gallon in an hour, you'll be
okay. No. I mean, you definitely split it up over the whole day. That gets expensive. A gallon of milk's like $4.
Yeah.
$4 a day. That's not cheap.
Now, but there's another organic milk, it's like $10 a gallon.
Fuck organic milk. I drink skim milk.
I drink milk. Red Cap. That's my favorite whole milk.
I like the light blue.
Whole milk.
Can't do it. Gotta do whole milk, yep.
Yeah. And there's another website that's kind of part of that R Gain It and R Lose It. And basically you say, this is my budget. I want to eat 3 meals a day. I like these foods. I don't like these foods. And it'll build you a meal plan for one day. Or if you pay like $10 a month, it'll give you an entire week plan with a grocery list. And it says, next time you go to the grocery store, buy these items. It'll cost you about this much. And you'll have food for the next week.
What?
And you can
say... Send me that link. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'll post it in the link dump.
Cool.
And it says, like, the prep time. You can choose, okay, in the morning, I'm usually don't have a lot of time, so I only have 10 minutes to make my food and eat it. Or, you know, at dinner time, I have 30 minutes to cook my food and eat it. And it'll build your entire eating around that.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome. The food seems good. I haven't actually done it yet because I'm lazy.
What I thought would be
really
cool...
Well, shit, I can do meal planning for people. Pay me $10.
Fuck. Well, this is all automatic, and it's... I like it. You got to check it out.
That's neat.
And if there's something you don't like, you can say reset this one item, and it'll just swap that up for something different.
That's sick.
Oh, fun fact! I'm going to get my personal training certification.
Oh yeah.
Why not? Fuck it.
Okay. Nice.
What I thought would be really cool is you go to this website. You know, people say I don't have anything to cook in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You go to this website and you just type in. You're like, what do you have right now in your pantry? And it comes up with something like, all right, I have chicken. Mushrooms, a little bit of cream, milk, and you just put in all the ingredients that you have. And like, all right, you can make this, and it gives you just a whole bunch of ingredients, prep times, and how to make it.
Yeah, that would be really cool. If somebody can make that, I would use it.
Mm-hmm. I would use it every day.
Because I can't tell you how many times I go.
And like, what would be really cool, though, is you can put in your own recipes. Because
and kind of like share them with people?
Yeah, because sometimes I'll be at my house, and I'm like, man, I only have this bread, this cheese, some pepperoni, and sriracha. All
right, well, I guess I'm going to put it together and see how it goes.
And just like, I toast the bread, put the cheese on there, put the cheese in the microwave for like 10 seconds, and then put the pepperonis on there too. And so I have like a little pizza and sriracha.
Man, fire. Here we go talking about food again. We're going to end the podcast so hungry.
Well, there's still Wawa. It's still there. It's always there.
There is. I did just eat, though. I had 2 hot dogs.
Did you?
Good. Yeah, I have a George Foreman grill. That thing is fucking great. You can cook steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, all in under 10 minutes.
Cook a steak on the grill, though.
Yeah.
Or broil it. Not a George Foreman.
I definitely like it better on the grill, but sometimes I don't have time to like heat up the grill and all that other stuff. And George Foreman's great because I can cook a steak and it's still very good in like 8 minutes.
You ever broil a steak?
No.
Try broiling a steak. It's
I have no idea how to broil.
It's a pan with another pan on top that you put the steak on and it drips all of the juices
underneath it
and kind of cooks it too.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
It's not better than grilling, but it's a lot easier than going outside and setting up your grill. You just put your oven to broil, you put the rack.
You think I could do that in a toaster oven?
Unless you have a propane grill, then all you do is turn the dial push on.
I have a propane grill, but it's kind of old, so it takes forever to heat up, which is why I don't really use it so much anymore and why I prefer
that. I got a chalk grill. I want to put some... I'm actually getting... Oh, my God, I just remember this. One of my friends who works over at Burns Steakhouse.
Yeah.
She is hooking me up with some of their meat this weekend, hopefully.
Ooh.
Yeah, 5 pounds of raw Burns steak.
Yeah, well, Burns steak's good, but I think we talked about it before. I got like 6 pounds of raw steak for like $32.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, it was great. I still have like 2 more, I think. So I'm probably going to have one tomorrow.
Grill Sunday night, probably like do a little thing.
That's how much you can be here. Well, I think I get back Sunday night from Miami.
Nice. Come over.
I mean, tonight from Miami because we're in Miami right now.
Yeah, we're... Right. I'm home.
We're doing this over Skype.
Yeah, we're not.
No, I think we already ruined the, we're pre-recording this thing.
No, but since we've brought up Burns, I love that place.
I love Ocean Prime.
What's that?
No, Ocean Prime.
Have you been to Burns?
Oh my God. Yes. One of the girls at work, she came in and I'm sitting at the bar and she's like, are you hungry? I'm like, obviously. I'm like, oh my God, I'm always hungry. She's like, I got some, what does she have? Raw tuna tartare.
From Ocean Prime. Yeah, they also had calamari. Best calamari by far. It wasn't even close to any other kind of calamari.
Really? Was it fried?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was...
Well, some people don't eat calamari, not fried.
Really?
Yeah, they, at work all the time, they'll get it not fried.
I can't tell you how much better that calamari was than every other calamari I've had.
But yeah, she went out to a car and like brought it back in. She's like, it's literally 5 minutes old. I just got it. And I look at it, it was full. She's like, she went on a date with this guy. Oh, yeah. By the way, this girl, I don't know how she makes money, first off. I'm pretty sure she whores herself out. That's not nice. I'm not going to name any names. But she's a gold digger. That's basically what it is. She's a 19-year-old gold digger.
Don't get too much detail here.
One day she's driving a Corvette. The next day she's driving a Mercedes. The next day she's driving a Beamer.
None of those are
hers. It's like she has a different car every week.
Wow.
And she has a boyfriend. Apparently she has not slept with him yet. And he just takes her out and buys her stuff.
Can I be in that kind of relationship?
Shit, me too.
Apparently there's a website where girls get sugar daddies and they just buy them stuff and there's no like sexual favors.
Can I do it like on the opposite end? Can I get like a sugar mommy?
Like I would love
sugar mommy. That sounds so much weirder than like, a sugar daddy.
Like you want me to just, you know, come over and cuddle? Okay. Like I would love to. I'm an awesome cuddler too. Guys, I'm an awesome cuddler.
That's good to know.
Why are you talking to the guys? Girls, he's an awesome cuddler.
Awesome cuddler. I will spoon you.
I've heard I was a good cuddler. I've also heard I have nice cuticles. I don't really know what that means. But almost every time girls look at my nails, they're like, wow, you have really nice cuticles.
Not this guy.
I work on cars.
I type on the computer a lot.
Yeah, which does nothing to your fingers.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Now I'm just sitting here staring at my fingernails, just thinking to myself, God, my cuticles are nothing compared to Joey Paris.
We should, like, photograph and frame these.
Absolutely.
Put them in the office.
Joey Paris's cuticles.
How do you guys feel about things like manicures and pedicures as a guy?
When I was younger, my grandma took me to go get a pedicure, and I really wasn't up for it, just because, you know, pedicures, girls get them.
Right.
And at that time, I was driving my grandma around, so she offered to pay for it.
Okay.
And so I'm getting this pedicure done, and I just started working at Olive Garden. This is back when I was
about how old
19. 19?
Okay.
19. And I think...
Damn, dude, you were working there for a while.
Yeah, dude. I've been at Olive Garden for like 2 weeks. I'm sitting there getting my nails. They were putting like this clear gloss over my toenails.
They were putting gloss on your toes?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
They looked nice. I mean, I didn't complain.
Like, did it look like they were painted or
No, it just looked like they were clean? It looked like they were really clean.
Okay.
And as she's doing that, one of the girls I worked with, who I talked to, I think she's my trainer too, walks in, and I just look at her, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And my grandma's like, don't listen to her, Nick. And I'm just like, and she kind of like looked at me and like smiled and like went to get her nails done.
Yeah.
The next day at work, I pull up and she pulls in and I go up to her. I'm like, do not tell anybody.
Everyone knew.
And then like 3 months later, once I started like making friends, she told them.
That's funny.
We got drunk one night and she's like, "I thought you got a pedicure." I'm like, in all reality, I would go back and get it again.
To be honest, if I had more money to spend, I would get manicures and pedicures. Because my sister had a birthday when she was like 9 or something. And I got a pedicure because I had to go to the birthday. I mean, shit, they massage your feet.
Yeah,
they clean your toes for you. I mean, it's nice. You get your feet in the nice warm water.
She did this thing to where she massaged from my knee down, so like my calves, like my entire leg.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, you don't have
in
to worry
between
about,
my toes, Joey.
Right?
Oh, that's my God.
Okay, I'm glad we're on
the
same page.
I see why you girls do it.
Because I have no problem with it. If I had more money, I would still go get
it every week.
Massaging your hands, and you don't have to worry about your nails. They look good.
And
they
you
look
just
clean.
Sit there on this giant chair. You feel like a king.
With the massage thing, exactly.
And you're just like...
And it's like $20.
Hey, I love
see,
it.
See, my hands get fucked up way too much as is. But I'm all about pedicures. You can play with my feet all day.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm totally have no problem with guys getting
And them. I have a foot fetish, too, so it's kind of like a win-win.
Oh, see, I don't really have one.
Not me either.
I finally came to terms that I have one.
Yeah,
my ex, she kind of kept saying, she's like, "You have a foot fetish." I'm like, "I don't have a foot fetish."
While he's licking her toes.
As I'm licking her toes. I notice this about myself whenever I'm talking to a girl. If she has, like, danked up toes, like, I won't later. Well, not Dita. Like, she has to have pretty feet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I learned something new about you today.
Yeah.
He learned something new about himself.
I've accepted it. Like, I have a foot fetish. No. I hate it. I hate it so much, but hey.
Nah, there's much weirder things. Like, you could be into inflating yourself and animals.
You could be into horse porn. I'm not. Let's get off that topic before I start talking about
back
it.
To that.
You know, and I'm willing to bet within the next, like, 20 years or so, it'll be normal for guys to wear makeup. I think so, because I think of all the media and stuff, makeup's going to be a normal thing, because if you're ever on video, like on TV...
You always have to have your makeup done.
You have makeup done. It's not going to be the same type of makeup as girls, but, you know, like news anchors and stuff, even the guys, they wear a different kind of makeup. That kind of makes them look good on camera, and I'm willing to bet as we get more into the, like, filming and photographing you and everything you do...
Yeah.
That it's going to be more socially acceptable for guys to wear makeup.
A girlfriend at one point last year.
Not that I wear makeup. I have no desire to wear makeup. I'm just saying I think it's going to be normal.
I think so.
Maybe. In 20 years.
I'm not saying it's anytime soon, but I'm willing to bet as like time progresses, it's going to become more normal for guys to be wearing makeup.
I had a girlfriend around this time last year who actually liked that I wore eyeliner. Or guy liner.
Which is the same thing as eyeliner.
I told her one night, we were like laying down, and I told her I used to wear eyeliner, and she kind of like got up, and she's like, "Would you put some on now?" I'm like, "Sure." So I go to the bathroom, and I put some on, and she just kind of looked at me, and she's like, "Oh my God."
See, that's what I'm telling you, it's going to become more normal.
And she like just pounced on me like a hungry Wolverine. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
She told me, she's like, "You can't wear it all the time, though."
Yeah.
Like, why? She's like, "It'll just ruin the moment." And I'm like, "No, you're just going to jump on me all the time." And she's like, "Well, that's besides the point." So whenever I would go over to her house and we would go out, she was really into the whole alternative scene. So like, I would turn it up a notch, if that makes any sense. And she just ate it up. She loved it.
I know Ben used to wear eyeliner.
I used to wear eyeliner when I was like fucking 12.
You were not. You were like 19, 20.
No way. No,
he was.
I was like 16.
I was 18.
No, you were. You were at least 18.
Nope.
We didn't start like hanging out until you were 17.
This is.
But I never wore eyeliner then. Yes, you did. You totally.
This is back when I had my Matrix. We went to the Seven Us concert. Yep. I was, I think, at least 18, 19. So he had been 16, 16,
maybe 17,
maybe 17. And this is when I had the red hair. Spiked up.
I don't remember you. I don't think I knew you when you had red hair.
No, it was like a spray thing.
I had long ass black wavy hair.
I do remember that. One time you dyed
remember
your hair.
When Sai had long hair?
Yeah. Sai had a fucking Liberty Spike mohawk.
I kind of do, but I remember when he cut it, but I don't remember what it looked like.
We were all pretty goth at one point.
Yeah, you were.
We sucked.
we were fucking horrible kids.
And then I waited to grow my hair out. I miss it every day.
Yeah, Ben dyed his hair once where he did it like black with blue highlights, and it looked like a character right out of Final Fantasy.
I thought it looked sick.
It was awesome.
Sexy as fuck.
I wanted to do black and red at one point, but my work wouldn't let me. They're like, it's not natural. I'm like, I can make it
not natural for who?
But,
I'm an anime character. It's totally natural.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
No. But every day,
you know, in Japan, that's probably hair. Considered normal.
I was going to say, that's true. In Japan, that's a much more normal
thing. I wish I had Japanese hair.
Right? Japanese hair is awesome.
Oh my god.
Especially for girl. I don't want girl hair, but Japanese girl hair, beautiful.
Oh my god. I
want
to look like Goku. I love running my fingers through a girl's hair with. Well, that's I cannot talk. That's like that. It's so smooth. Oh.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I've read this thing on Reddit this week.
Y'all are fucking weird.
No, I'm kidding.
Why? Because we spend a lot of time on Reddit?
No, because so you're all fun. Talking about Japanese hair.
Oh, well, this is kind of weird. Apparently, this thing called No Poo. Which essentially is where you stop washing your hair with shampoo.
Oh, and you let no pooping.
No, that's what I thought too. But and you let the natural oils give it that nice natural shine. Huh. And it's supposed to be really healthy for your hair.
Well, I wash my hair twice a week.
Yeah, same.
I wash it usually every other shower I take.
Wash it twice a week.
Or I guess, no, I shouldn't say every other shower, every other day.
Your hair is like medium length. Wash it twice a week.
Yeah?
Yeah,
seriously. Well, what they're saying is don't wash it at all.
Well,
just water only. Get the dirt out and let the oils of your hair take over.
And I'll try. You know what? I want to try that today.
They said the first week it kind of looks a little greasy, but after that it starts to look much more natural and.
So what if you clean. Put product in your hair like gels?
That's a good question. Nobody mentioned anything about it, so you probably can.
Okay.
I would say
as long as you wash it out, you're probably fine.
I let my hair go about a week without showering, and I didn't even need fucking product. It was just greasy enough that I could do it.
Yeah, when I had
That might be true. You might not need it if you let it out that long.
But,
they can't keep a straight face.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't keep a straight face. As soon as it hit my nostrils, I'm like, oh.
Nick farted.
I didn't mean to. It literally just, like, it was a ghost. It ghosted.
It just happened. Out. And then Nick did this, like, real quiet motion with his hand, like, that was real gross.
So sorry.
And we all just kind of sat there silent and just didn't work.
Took it like a champ. But yeah, when I had my long hair, like, I didn't wash it for 3 days, and straightening it was so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
Oh, so much easier.
They said it takes about a week before you get the real benefits, and then after that, it just kind of... You can not do anything to your hair, and it's nice, but...
I'll try it.
I might try it. I don't know, but my hair gets really dry and frizzy.
We have them Jew curls.
Yeah, so I don't think it'll work for me. It'll probably work much better for you, too.
It works great for me.
Would it just put a relaxer? Wow, I'm not going to get into this.
I did put a relaxer in it in December, actually.
Well, speaking of Metro activities.
Oh, my God.
Nah, why am I talking about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're talking about this. We're done.
We're talking about doing next our hair topic. And making... I'm actually out of topics already.
Wait before we jump off of this. We're talking about how do you feel about guys wearing makeup? How do you feel about straight guy makeup artists
that put
nothing
makeup on girls?
That. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
No problem with that.
See,
whatsoever.
There's not enough straight male makeup artists. This is like an untapped job market here because you could get so many.
And by job market, he means market for girls.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean like for guys to get girls' numbers.
That's what I mean. That's what I said.
Right. But like, can you imagine how many numbers you get? How many girls you'd meet? As a makeup artist?
Something that's considered to be gay. I don't need another thing on my resume that could be considered to be gay.
What other thing do you do? This
stripping at a gay club?
Cheerleading, stripping at a gay club.
You know,
I'm...
You stripped at a gay club?
Yeah, at $100.
Oh, it was like for a contest.
Like, like 4 weeks in a row. And the last week I got yelled at by the twinks.
Been sewed up the soda here.
They're like, you're not even gay. I'm like, no. They tell me not to come. Well, not they're like, you shouldn't come back. I'm like, not the owners, just like people who, the regulars there.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. And I go back ever since then.
I got kicked out last time I went.
You know, it's fun. I don't even really think of cheerleading as a gay thing anymore.
You know, it's not. Really not.
I mean, it's not, but I never really did. But like, I don't. It doesn't come to mind like it used to.
That's why I enjoy stunning, because when I can flip a girl in the air and then catch her,
they like that shit.
It was like, that's awesome. Like,
right, yeah, it's not even ghetto. It's not even cheerleading. It's you just threw a girl all the way above your head. That was fucking incredible.
Yeah. I made up a stunt.
He did.
Well, let's not get too into that, because...
Okay. I was like, I made up a stunt to him. It's like, I told my coach, he's like, yes, for next year's routine.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're already planning for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I will not be cheering next year.
You should come cheer with us.
Nope. I'm going to enjoy my years off.
Broken ass back.
Yeah, I can't tumble anyway.
Oh, true.
So, well, I'm out of topics, but we are free to continue talking about whatever we want.
Joey just fucking straight silence. Up tossed that iPad.
Apparently, as soon as I turn off the iPad, the podcast is just lost and confused.
What do we do now?
What do we talk about?
I don't know.
What can we talk about? Oh,
okay. Now we're going to get into this.
I have topics we can talk about, but you guys don't want to hear them.
Keep them rated.
Exactly.
At least R. That's all
we have. At most R.
At most R? Yeah, not even close. We could see 17, this guy.
Great.
We could talk about the guy who somehow inflated his intestines.
Let's not talk about that.
This guy, I guess he had an automatic air pump, and he... quote unquote fell on the air pump.
Basically, which, shoved it up his ass.
Which then proceeded to inflate him all the way. And
did he die?
No, he lived.
What?
Supposedly, I can't imagine how this happened. He inflated to twice his normal size. I'm guessing it was in his stomach, and it took him 3 days to burp and fart all the excess air out.
Oh my god.
And there's an article, and it's allegedly from a reliable news source that cited this article.
Was that here in America?
Yeah, it was on the LA Times. But no, it was from a different country, but the article was written in the LA Times.
Yeah. That's I'll see if people I can find the article for that.
Think of the craziest things to get off.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Mine is feet. Somebody else's is horses. This guy
shoves air pumps up his ass.
Yeah, I just what's next? Some people are these
nothing
or the ponies, no, My Little Ponies.
Yeah, that's weird, and that's not even always sexual. Sometimes just weird.
And the ponies are always on 4chan, always on B.
You know, they make fleshlights based on the My Little Ponies,
which is just
weird.
Like, I watched this documentary.
I've lost all faith in humanity.
It's about, like, you know, grown men, like, in My Little Pony.
It was a documentary on that?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Watch it. Guys,
don't watch it.
It's not... Okay, don't watch it. I take it back, because I was just sit there, like, jaw drop, like, what? You know, I understand they're like, oh, this is our thing. If you guys watched it, you might understand. I'm not going to take the time out of my day to watch My Little Pony.
Right.
Because I don't want to... Although... I don't want to like it. I don't want to become a brony.
See, I kind of understand the liking this show, but it's the other stuff. It's the backpacks... and the dolls, and the fleshlights.
And, like,
that's the part.
Unfortunately, you have these two ponies, like, you know, scissoring each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's weird. That's like, fucking weird.
What the fuck?
Like, Joe, you hang out with a 5-year-old. Convince her to watch My Little Pony so you can do a little, not experimentation,
research?
But, like, research, yeah.
Why hanging out with a 5-year-old Ben means babysit.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
That way Joey doesn't sound like a pedophile.
So, yeah, and it is babysit.
You hang out with a 5-year-old.
Well, I mean, we talked about on the podcast last week.
Yeah, we did. So,
but yeah, the documentary, like, I felt bad.
I mean, she's like my sister, so it's not...
You've been there since day one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I've known her since she was born.
I kind of felt bad for the guys on the documentary, because, you know, they did get made fun of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew where they were coming from, because I had that experience growing up.
With what?
The whole bullying thing through middle school.
No, like, what were you bullied for?
Being short, fat, and poor.
You were
how
short?
How were you short ever in your entire life?
I mean, fat and poor I get, but short?
Fuck you guys. Yes, I was really short.
Really?
Shorter than me short? Well, I don't think anyone's that short.
You're not really that short. I mean, you're short, but you're not...
I'm gonna give you, like, a 5'3".
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know, like...
Steroids? Radioactivity?
I got into cheerleading, and that's when I kind of hit my growth spurt, but, like, over the summer from freshman year,
yeah,
like, going into freshman year, I hit a huge growth spurt, and just shot up. And then
an entire foot.
Yeah, I got up to like 5, I think 11, and then by sophomore year I was at 6'1", 6'2". Wow.
And now you're at what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
And I'm still sitting here 5'6".
And then people stop picking on me.
Yeah, well, I would imagine you're pretty scary.
That's the thing, like, people on the team, told me, like, when we first saw you, we were just kind of like, ugh.
Who the fuck is this?
Like, who's this
guy? You know, I remember when we first started hanging out, it was my first year cheering. Nick was still on the team, Ben, Cy, and I think Dan were on the team, and Ben had this old beaten-up pickup truck.
The Beast!
The Beast. Great truck, but it was a piece of shit. Fucking thing. And the best kind of way. And we went to the movies at the mall.
Didn't even work.
And so I'm a scrawny little 14-year-old kid. I'm a freshman in high school, and I have some friends in ROTC, and they all know I'm a cheerleader, and they're all like, whatever, it's kind of weird, but whatever, you can do what you want. And I show up at the movies with Nick, who's like 6'4", 300, and now you were probably like 200 pounds at the time.
I'm probably the same size.
Facial piercings, everybody's got long black hair, and you guys could fuck anybody up that came up to you. And then my friends from school see me, and they're like, who are they? Oh, they're my friends from cheerleading. What?
That's like, I get
those aren't cheerleaders.
Yeah. Like, you don't look like a cheerleader. I try my hardest not to look like a cheerleader.
No.
So like, when I'm not at the gym, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to, unless I get the urge
really,
to.
Outside of the podcast, I never talk about cheerleading outside the gym.
No, not. I mean, unless it's like with some, like, I'm talking to a girl, and she's like, oh, I used to cheer. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
So do I.
This is going to be so easy.
Do you know what I talk about outside
of it's amazing how well that works.
Do you know what I talk about outside of cheerleading?
What?
Indie games.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
All day long.
But yeah, I just... Less it was than bad in middle school. It was really bad.
Yeah?
I would get punched. I will never forget the day. I got punched in the face for getting a kid out and kickball. Legit, like, straight up, right throat, straight to the jaw. And I didn't get knocked out, though. Like, he hit me, and I just looked at him, and he walked away. And then, I got so much stuff stolen from me.
Oh, yeah?
I used to, like, they would take my, like, they would, like, push me around, take my book bag, go through it, take what they want, and then leave.
Oh, dude, that's fucking
sucks. I would have
to
go to my parents, and, like, I need a new, I need pens, I need a new binder.
Oh, so they just take shit they didn't even want. They just wanted, like, to take shit.
And the thing is, it was a very poor school. It was a ghetto school. Like,
okay.
It was right dab middle of the ghetto. And, like, they would just take my stuff and then just, like, leave with it. In the back of my head, I'm like, I know you're not going to use it. I know you fuckers aren't going to use it. Like, you're not going to... You don't need my math book. You don't need this. You're not going to study.
Right. It's not like you're going to write
your
books.
Like, as bad as that sounds, like, there are this... Like, the kid...
And then once you hit high school, you're standing towering over these fuckers like, who's the bitch now?
Yeah, once I went to Hillsboro to get away from all the kids from Van Buren. Because they were going to Wharton or Freedom. I tried to get out of district, and I wanted to join the cheerleading team for Hillsboro just because all the guys from Tampa Bay, they cheered on the team.
Gotcha.
So I went to Hillsboro.
This is becoming a very localized podcast.
Yeah. And, you know, I made a couple friends there. Really wasn't, you know, part of the cool club.
What the fuck is the cool club?
Yeah.
I feel like when I went to high school, there was no, like, cool club. You had...
Like, I wasn't part of, like, the popular kids.
I see, I didn't feel like there were popular kids or anything.
At Hillsboro, though, well, there was, like, a certain group of kids I sat in the doghouse, and we were, like, the outcasts who sat behind, like, this garden. And anyways, I would say, like, halfway through my freshman year, I met this girl named, Tiffany, who we're still friends to this day.
We are.
And I became friends with her because she thought I was really cute.
Different Tiffany.
Different Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
And she thought I was really cute, so we became friends. I became friends with, like, the cool kids. And then I just left. Yeah. I left Hillsboro. I couldn't do the whole 8-period thing. And
well, yeah, because you guys went to Jefferson, right?
I went to Jefferson.
And you had a block schedule.
Yeah, buddy.
Ward had a block schedule, too.
Okay, so you both went and you had a block
schedule. I hated...
I would have loved to have a block schedule.
The amount of homework I had, and plus I did, you know, cheerleading for high school and competitive, it was just horrible. Like, it was horrible. I hated it.
Let me tell you how much seems to go so much better for both learning stuff and just it's
easier to maintain. 4 classes all day, dunzo.
And it's the most similar to a college education. Like, how a college setup is.
Yeah, right now I'm really fed up with college. Looking for a college education is not... Apparently that doesn't mean shit. I had to write an angrily worded email to my teacher and...
Who gave a shitty response.
Then a TA came and gave a shitty response and said, He said, no doubt, instructor job, please. As a complete sentence.
Yep.
So basically, in the worst English possible, he said, don't tell what the instructor's doing, he's right, you're wrong. And then, part of his advice was, in the future, please talk to the professor and not the TAs about it. Motherfucker, I emailed the professor, you got the email, and you responded to me to tell me to talk to the professor.
I hope you're listening, too.
Yeah, you know what? I hope you are, too, because fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
No, no, no.
No, he'll go that far.
I will go that far.
He's grading your test. He's going to see your name.
No, oh, he's not grading my test.
Fuck me. F.
He's not grading the test. That's the
point. Fuck me.
That's why I emailed him, because he's using an automatic script to run it.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
I was just trolling, though. Sending, like, random emails. Just complain as much as you can. Just piss him off.
I'd leave notes in the coding. Like, this TA is a faggot.
Oh, my God.
Little Easter eggs, like if he puts in a certain number, like the grade on my last test, it says, fuck you, you're wrong.
It's just a picture of you smiling with two middle fingers.
That'd be fucking perfect. Grand. Do that.
Yeah, and actually, when I was in high school, I ended up, for my junior year and my senior year, I did online school for part of the day, and I only went to school for like 3 hours, which is great. I would wake up in the morning, I'd skip my first period, I'd skip homeroom, and then I'd go for three periods, and then go home.
See.
And then do some classes online, which took me like no time at all. I got A's in all those classes, super easy, and I ended up graduating 6 months early.
You suck.
It was great.
See, I wish I did online school just to get out of high school faster, but I still managed anyway. Freshman and sophomore year were kind of weird. I don't know. Suppose it is for everyone. But like once I became a cheerleader and junior year forward, I was cool with all the cool and popular kids, but I definitely did not hang
out. This
is
funny hearing all your stories about cool and popular kids. I feel like there was no cool or popular kids in my school.
When I went to Warren, I kind of hung out with, like, everybody.
Yeah, but that's how I was. I hung out with everybody. There was no, like, cool kids or weird kids. There was just all kind of kids.
It was crazy. Like, you would go to, like, this one person's house for a party, and it was completely different from going to, like, a different group of friends.
Right.
Going to their party. It's, like, A and B, two different worlds.
That's funny.
But, you know, they're both fun, you know.
I never felt like I was left out or anything like that. I don't give a fuck. Like really?
All the parties were out in Wesley Chapel, New Tampa.
Well, those are nice.
Yeah. So
I used to live in
Mom and Dad's were gone.
Mm-hmm. Great parties.
Huge houses. Yeah. Huge houses. Yeah. God, I can't tell you how many times I would have to carry somebody, throw them in the back of the Matrix, and then take them back to their house.
Very safely with seatbelts on.
Oh, yeah, all the time. You know, I would...
As the designated driver.
I would set them down. Yeah, I was always.
Yeah.
Always the DD.
It's always good to be the designated driver.
See, I would just throw him in the back of the Beast. Like we said, it was this rickety-ass old pickup truck.
Like, I would just, like, put him in my back seat and just, like, all right, where do you live?
I'd let him bounce.
And then it got to a point where it was so, irritating because they would get so drunk they couldn't talk. So I would just, you know...
I hate when people get like that.
I would take them to, like, I would call their friend. I'm like, where are you at? This is your problem now. and just drop them off at their friend's house. I just started getting their addresses beforehand.
So that you were able to take them home?
Yeah, because I was very cautious about drinking and driving when I was younger, just because the car was my grandmother's, and if I wrecked it... Oh,
yeah, I was saying, drinking and driving's no joke. That's not...
Well, my brother, unfortunately, found that out the hard way.
When?
What happened to him?
What happened to
him? Yeah, he got a Dewey.
What?
My brother got a Dewey 2 minutes from the house.
Wow.
And
well, you live right next... Oh, wait, no. He doesn't live near there anymore, does he?
He wasn't even... He didn't get pulled over for swerving. He didn't get pulled over for speeding. He got pulled over because his tags were expired.
Oh, my God.
You know, well, that's the golden rule. Don't do two illegal things at once.
Did we talk about this?
We did.
We did after the podcast. I don't think it was recorded, though.
Oh, yeah. Never do two illegal things in a car more than once.
No, if you're doing one illegal thing...
One at a time.
That's it.
If you're driving drunk, you drive drunk. You don't drive drunk with an expired...
Not that you should drive drunk. We're not condoning driving drunk.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm not encouraging it, but if you were to do it, because we know there's dumb bugs out there that do it...
Right.
Don't do it if you have a busted headlight. If you have a busted taillight, just don't do it.
Be as safe as possible.
You're giving them a reason to pull you over.
Right.
I mean, it just makes sense. Like, if I'm not going to talk. Never mind. Can't talk about it.
I don't know. We'll pass on
that. Drunk driving is a bad idea.
Yeah, don't drive seriously.
The tags expired in February, and apparently with the new law, your tag is expired midnight of your birthday. And this was two, three days after.
See, you know, I hear that your tag expires on your birthday, but that can't be the case. It has to be the day you bought your car or something.
It's the end of the month.
Originally. Because my birthday's September 1st, but my tags expire August.
When did you get your tags?
I don't know.
This is a new law.
I bought my car like September 3rd.
Of what year?
Like 2011.
Well, this is a new law. So I think if you're getting new tags,
I guess we'll see when I get new tags.
I mean, when I got my tags expired on my birthday.
Same.
And
maybe it's because I was born
when I got
the first.
My tags were going to expire in like 5 months. Yeah.
Weird. But okay.
They're like, your tags expire on your birthday this year. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool this past year having the full year. I can wait.
Oh, well, so far I've always had a full year, but I guess we'll see how that goes.
I just pay it when they tell me to. Just go and get it renewed.
And the thing is, my brother has money put away, and it doesn't cost that much, and he knows exactly where to go to. Where when I went to get my tags renewed, I was there for 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Man, I wish I could have been there for 5 minutes. Last time I got my tag,
you know
like
where the
minutes.
AAA is on...
That's good. We'll talk about it later. I don't want to get too localized here. Okay. Everybody will know exactly how to get around Tampa by the end of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. So they come to visit us.
It's the right In-N-Out. You're In-N-Out.
Okay.
No lines.
You know, I had an interesting experience with a cop 2 days ago. Yesterday, maybe. And I'm not even entirely sure it happened, but I was driving on 275, and I was going... The speed limit's like 55, but nobody goes 55.
No.
The flow of traffic was going easily 70 or 75. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was behind a cop in the left lane. And we were both going at like 70, 75. There was plenty of distance between us or whatever. And he moved over to the right. And I started to pick up speed, so I was going about 80. Which wasn't a big deal because everybody else was going 70, 75.
You're brave.
I didn't realize it was a cop.
Ooh.
I didn't know. It was an undercover Dodge.
Okay.
And it wasn't even the newer Dodges. It was the older one. And he flicks his lights on real quick. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because there was no cars in front of him, so I knew he was probably pulling me over from the front. And I quickly slowed down, turned off his lights. So maybe it was an accident on his part because I didn't actually
he knew what he was doing.
I didn't get to pass him, but I was coming up to pass him, and then he like flicked his lights. I was like, whoop.
When
they'll do that. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? If he did that, thank you, officer. You're a cool dude.
I was driving with Cy, and I think Cy was doing 65 on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's really not fast at all on the interstate.
No.
I know the speed limit's 55, but nobody goes 55.
No, not on 275.
You get blown off the road.
Yeah, and I guess there was a cop next to him, and I want to say Cy was like slowly passing him. He was like he was keeping up with the flow of traffic. And the cop got on the megaphone and he's like, the speed limit's 55. And Cy is like slamming.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of cops, is it me or was there a lot of cops out today?
I didn't notice today, but I saw somebody posted a status today about a lot of cops.
Dan posted a status. There was a speed trap on the veterans right near Kennedy.
Here we go, get localized again.
There was a speed trap. And
we lose the
like,
topic list and everything becomes immediately relevant to
I
Tampa.
Waited like an hour or so, and then I took off and I started going that way. And sure enough, as I'm driving down, like there's eight cop cars. Or actually, it was the motorcycles pulled over eight cars.
Wow.
And I was like, holy shit, that's
you
a lot of cops.
You know what? Now that you said something, I do remember on Fowler. Here we go again. There was,
you know, Fowler right across from Dalmay Bridge.
Over by USF.
Okay.
There was.
Which is where I go to school, by the way, if I haven't mentioned how much I dislike USF and their current teaching staff in the computer departments. I have no shame putting that out there.
Okay. But there was about nine biker cops between Mosey and the Renaissance Festival, where it gets held at.
Yeah.
Just chilling on the side of the road, pulling people over left and
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then driving away from the gym today, I was followed by a cop. And then driving here from the other gym, where we cheer, I was followed by another cop.
Wow. See, you know, and every time I feel there's a lot of cops in Tampa, I feel like something's going on that we don't know about. Like
they gotta fill their quotas.
That's not always. It's always if I see more than three cop cars while I'm driving somewhere, I'm like, oh, it's quota night.
Oh no! See, I'm thinking there's like a potential terrorist attack or.
Now you put way too much thought into it.
No, it's like quota night, especially if I see more than three.
See, I've heard they don't actually have quotas, but I don't know.
Shit.
I can ask. I have a friend who's
New York. They do
what?
New York. They do.
I can ask in Florida. I can find out an actual answer because she's a cop. So
yeah,
find it out.
Be happy we don't live in New York.
Yeah, I can inform the podcast whether or not there's a cop quota in Tampa. See, there we go, educating people on the world again.
Yay!
We're those people. We're good people.
Yeah, we are educational people. We should be teachers.
I like learning.
No.
I know we should not.
Not this guy, at least.
I actually made that joke earlier today.
I thought about being a teacher at one point.
I've considered it, but
never.
I feel like I would do a good job. depending on the age group. I would never teach middle school.
Ever. No, fuck middle schoolers.
Yeah.
I'd teach high school, probably.
Yeah. Sophomore. Sophomore, junior.
Maybe. I don't know what I would teach.
I would teach history.
Really? History? Yeah. Do you like history?
I like history. I enjoy it.
As a coach,
I teach computers for sure.
Nice.
As a coach who has to deal with at least 50 kids a day, I would never, ever, ever, ever in my entire life want to ever be a teacher. I mean, I kind of am now, but I can yell at these kids.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in a school environment. It's a lot different. Yeah.
I would like to be a fun physical education teacher. Like
John. Yeah, you can be a fun physical education
teacher. That would be fun. Yeah, physical education.
Yeah.
What?
PE.
What?
No, never mind. I wasn't asking.
I don't want to say PE.
Ben said a name. I thought it was somebody else. He was talking about Josh.
I'm saying it right.
Our friend Josh, who is another person I would love to have on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Josh, if you're listening, you need to be on a podcast.
Mr. Atkins.
Yeah. No, we put his full name out there. Whatever.
No one's going to.
Eventually, they're going to find out anyway.
Yeah, eventually.
Anyway, he's a great guy. I'd love to see him. He coaches PE now. And I think ISS also.
I think he's just ISS. Or no, I think he's doing something
else. I don't know. When he's on the podcast, he can let us all know.
Yeah, but he's a teacher.
Yeah.
By trade.
And I would imagine a really awesome teacher.
Oh, dude.
Now we're at an hour and a half right now.
Nice. That's awesome.
So,
I feel like
it's been a great podcast. This is probably the best podcast yet, I would say. Of course, the listeners might feel otherwise, but...
Listeners like, fuck this.
It's one of the best ones for us.
Nick's a douche.
No, I think it's good. I like it.
Yep.
I really need to work on my douchiness.
A little bit, but see, this is what the podcast is good for. It makes us realize how shitty we are.
Yeah, I feel like I've become a better human being since we
exactly.
started this.
Yeah, see, we're educating people, we're making ourselves become better people. This is a great thing
for
us. This
is a great start.
You know, I have to listen to the podcast every time because I got to edit it to put it out.
So I
listen to everything.
I'll be honest, I had not listened to one yet.
You should. You should listen to one. Yeah. Maybe listen to one you weren't there for, except me and Ben's, because that was not a good one. Well.
I wasn't.
You send me one where I sound the most douchiness, and I'll take notes.
It's either the first or second one that you were on.
Podcast number three.
I remember the first one.
And that's not even counting the shit I had to cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, you are. But that's okay. I've tried to make you a little bit better of a person.
Yeah, we cut the really bad stuff out.
What?
Si's got some pretty bad stuff I've had to cut out, too. There was one story he went on. There was one podcast. It was like either the fourth one or something where we just had to cut out the last like half hour. Like
it was the second one.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was like, yep, this all went to shit. Yep, out.
Because it went for the first.
Well, let's not get too detailed.
7 minutes, it was good, and that's where we had to stop it.
Yeah, it just all went downhill from there.
40 minutes of conversation. It was horrible.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, we're definitely getting better. Like this podcast, I felt was. And you know, I thought going into this, we didn't have a whole lot of topics. I thought it was going to be kind of real short and shitty.
We managed to keep it.
We've done well. I hope the listeners feel the same.
Yeah. We should get some of our friends into this. Have like a guest speaker.
Yeah, my only concern is the space we have right now.
Yeah.
Right now we record in my like pseudo Florida basement.
Because Florida doesn't have basements.
Yeah, so it's not really a basement, but it's like the third floor that's lower
kind
to the ground.
A basement. Because I feel like this was supposed to be someone's room.
Maybe. I don't know. Just because it's connected to the garage. Maybe it's like a laundry room. I don't know.
I don't know, but you have a bathroom right there.
I do. Yeah,
it's
I don't know
weird.
How that works.
In the closet?
How about
it's weird.
Like,
I'm going to describe this room here. It's kind of like a... In Florida, all the house or most of the houses are raised like a foot off the ground for flooding.
Yeah.
And so... But this room is on ground level. So it's kind of like a basement. There's a sliding door that doesn't really close that leads up to the kitchen. And then a door out to the garage. But that's it. So there's no real like bedroom door. And then it also has two closets and a bathroom. But this closet that the computer's in wasn't here originally. I think we put that in.
Okay.
So, but there's still one closet and a bathroom down here. So I don't really know what this room would be.
I think technically it's considered a bedroom because it has a window.
But it doesn't have a door.
It has a door.
Not a real door.
It's still a door,
though. It's still a door. Sentences.
By the way, did we close that door or is that door still open?
It's closed.
It's closed.
I closed it.
I was going to say, we probably looked
it has. I would assume this was supposed to be a room because there's a bathroom in it. If it was a living room, I don't think they would put a bathroom.
Unless it was like an office.
Or a guest room?
I still don't think bedroom. I'm thinking a playroom, maybe?
Possibly.
A playroom with a bathroom?
Okay, yeah, that sounds dangerous. I don't know. Yeah. We are not experts on this topic.
Yeah. We need to figure it out, though. I can see it being someone's room.
I think an office is the most logical answer.
Isn't your dad a real estate agent?
He is.
Oh, he would fucking know.
No, this house was also built in the 50s, so.
Oh, yeah, this was a bedroom. This is a bedroom.
This was an atomic bomb shelter.
Not a very good one.
Nah, there's a window.
But yeah, no, I would love to have extra guests, or special guests, but I'd like to upscale a little bit before we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ben and Cyrus are supposed to get a new place, so maybe we'll record there, if possible.
Yeah.
With our new microphones. Place,
but that would not work out too well.
That's a bad idea.
I was going to want us to bring Andrew.
I'm still on the fence whether or not I want to bring Andrew into the podcast.
I don't think Andrew can restrain himself enough.
I think
enough.
The viewers would really enjoy him. I think Joey would rip his hair out editing.
Yeah. There would be way too much editing.
You guys would love him. Joey would just...
You would love him for the shit you hear, but you'd hate him for the shit we have to edit out.
I would love him for the stuff I could get out of it, but I don't know if it's worth the vast amount of editing I would have to do.
I think you should save the editing, the stuff that you edit out, and like put it all in one video.
A deleted scenes kind of thing.
Maybe this is what you missed.
Maybe what we can do is we can do a bonus podcast.
There you go.
And then we'll see how it goes.
Like, you put some of the raunchier stories and like, hey, this is...
And this is a strictly off-limits podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll wait until we get a couple more listeners.
Do not get offended.
We put him in.
You're easily offended. Do not listen to this.
Yeah. Even remotely easily offended.
Ooh. I think that was the tag for the third podcast, not for the easily offended.
Yeah, it was.
We should do, like, one podcast where we just rip everyone apart.
No, we shouldn't.
No?
Okay. Yeah, We should maintain our status. We'll see.
I don't know.
Let us know if you would like to rip people apart, because I think that would be really fun.
Like, I know Joey has, like, a list of people that he wants to tear to pieces.
Oh, yeah, but I think I'd refrain.
Or we get a bag, like, we put, like,
names in a bucket.
Names in a bucket, yeah, of, like, you know, people that we all know.
And that's how we can pick our special guest for the next week.
After we talk shit about them.
And, like, we'll talk shit about Daniel, and then he has to come to the next podcast to defend himself.
There's no defending the stupid shit he does, though.
You can't defend anything we say, because it's all fucking true.
I know, it'll be great.
I love you, Daniel.
So, do we want to wrap up this podcast here? We're at about 1:30. It's about time.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
We didn't. Now that we're 1.5 hours in, I'm Joey.
I'm Dan.
I'm Nick.
That's a lie. I'm actually Olivia Munn.
You're not, no, you know. I do not have a boner, so that is a lie.
Okay.
I hurt my pinky tonight. I just realized that it hurts a lot.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, I had my finger snap back to my wrist, too, so I think we're...
I had a body...
land on you?
Land straight on my chest, like...
Wow.
Pinned
on the ground?
I can't even finish my statement right now. It's just total mind fuck.
It's time then. It's podcast, yeah, I feel. We've had a good run. This has been a good podcast. This is podcast number 8 also, by the way.
Yeah.
Now that you're at the end of the podcast.
Right. We saved our introductions in the podcast.
Yeah, because we're that cool.
Yeah, we just pushed it to the end.
Yeah, we're so original.
We're fucking idiots.
Easier.
We're actually just really bad at planning things, that's all.
We should work on it.
So as part of this wrap-up, just a reminder, we do have shirts that I will be posting pictures of once we have them.
They're pretty fucking cool.
They'll be $15 for the t-shirt, $25 for the jacket. Sizes all the way from, like, youth extra small to adult extra large.
So from small to fat.
Pretty much.
I mean, you can't... If you're getting a 2X, they know they're fat.
Well, yeah, I agree.
You can't, like...
No, we're fine. And we will eventually have the higher size shirts. I just don't know the prices for them yet.
Yeah. But if you do get a shirt, take a picture of it and post it on our page.
Yeah, I'll post it on our Facebook. We're going to get an Instagram.
Yeah, we'll set that up.
We'll do all that stuff.
Cool.
And yeah, I think that's it. Are we ready to say goodbye?
Goodbye. Hashtag Frosted Gaming.
Yeah, hashtag Frosted Gaming. Hashtag.
Yeah, youtube.com/FrostedGamingTV, facebook.com/FrostedGaming. Plugging all our shit. FrostedGaming.com. Made some slight changes to the website. You guys have no idea what happened, but now FrostedGaming.com is our main website.
We should make up our own hashtag, though.
Hashtag FrostedGaming?
Hashtag Ben's future ex-wife.
Hashtag Ben's.
I was going to make a joke about me finding a girlfriend and making that a hashtag.
Joey, you're going to find a girlfriend. Hashtag Joey finds a girlfriend.
Hashtag Joey needs a girlfriend.
Joey, the day you lose your virginity, you need to call me or like text me like Nick.
You need to call us while it's happening.
I'm going to coach you through it, Joey. I'm going to coach you exactly what you
need. I said it
years ago. Think about grandma.
I said it years ago.
Make sure you blow on it.
You're going to get a text message that says high five and that's it. That's how you're going to know.
Okay. Nice.
All right. And we'll remember this because it's podcast number 8.
Now it's officially on the internet, so for everybody to listen to.
Joe is a virgin. I mean, we were basically saying...
We've kind of danced around it, but yeah.
I want to find your girl and just, like, put her in your room. Make her just, like, this is...
Cover herself in whipped cream.
It's a joking gag. Nice.
So you can totally ruin the night for
me. Get the fuck out.
Go home. Take a shower.
Right. No, just like get a girl, put her in her room, and then have you come home and like, hey, what's this beautiful woman doing? And she's like, oh, I'm a gift from your friend Nick. And she
so you're prostituting out a girl for Joey?
No, I'm not because he's not paying her.
Oh, okay.
You're not gonna pay her. I know plenty of whores who will put up.
Oh, great. Wow. Well, thanks for listening. See you next week.
As soon as I tell him that he's a virgin, done.
This is how we're ending the podcast. Everybody's going to remember this is podcast number 8. All right.
You guys have a good night. I'm Nick.
Stay frosty. That's our slogan.
We haven't said frosty.
But stay frosty. See you guys next week. Happy Monday, everybody.
Later.
Peace.